Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
PSO has asked the Corporation Commission for a $137 million rate hike. That means your monthly electric bill could go up as much as 14%. At AARP Oklahoma, we know this hurts families. We need your help and your voice. Call 1-844-248-8224. Tell the operator to leave messages for all three corporation commissioners. The message? Vote no on PSO's electric rate increase. We need your voice now. For more information, visit aarp.org/OK.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Wednesday, October 19th at 10 o'clock, we will be at the High Plains Technology Center in Woodward, where 53 tracts in Woodward, Major, Harper, Woods, and Ellis counties will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov.
The cattle futures fell on hard times today as we were a dollar lower on the feeder cattle. October down 105 at 123.60, about 27 off the lows, but we skidded into the close mainly on the live cattle. October live cattle down 220 at 96.67. Some news of some deliveries on the October live cattle, really pressuring those. Again, the October's the lowest of all the cattle, down 220 at 96.67, so they continue to slide. December live, $1.67, and on out, it was weak, but not quite as weak as it was there on the front end. Midday box beef prices were slightly higher on choice, up 22 cents at 184.22. Select down $1.15, 173.71. That put the choice select spread at $10.51, so it's widening back out, and that was on 76 loads trading today. Looking at technical aspects today, we had an inside trading day for the spring feeders. We did not go through yesterday's lows, but that market is oversold here, or nearing oversold levels, I guess, with the RSI reaching as low as 28%. Of course, anything below 25% is oversold. But we're at a pretty steep discount of about $12 to the moving average. So there is some room for some sort of a short covering rally.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were mixed here. We had the corn 1.5 to 2 cents higher. Wheat was 1 to 3 cents higher on the Chicago. Kansas City down 1 to 2. And beans closed down about a penny. Now, tomorrow morning, we've got the USDA monthly supply and demand and production numbers. That'll be tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. The estimates for corn, total production 15.06 billion bushels, or 173.5 bushels an acre. Soybeans, 4.286 billion bushels of production, or 51.5 bushels per acre. So that'll be tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. This afternoon, corn and bean harvest are estimated to be corn 40 to 45% complete, beans 50 to 55% complete. And then we had exports this morning, which were corn 1.13, right in the middle of the range. Beans 1.8, which was higher than expected. And then wheat also in the middle of the range of 432,000. Of course, the big deal today and tomorrow will be the USDA report and what kind of action that will bring to the table. A lot of people are expecting big crops, and that's already in the market, though. So will there be some sort of counter move to the upside based on that? Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.